Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Camilla. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling with regards to an email I received from Eagle Moss saying that there was a problem with my credit card. This is the fourth time I've called about this thing. I've called in the past to correct the problem, but I keep on getting this email stating that there's a problem with my credit card, and I just don't know what's going on.
Verify your shipping address for me.
I can give you also my account number, but my shipping address is 15 West 72nd Street, apartment 32B as in boy, in New York City, 10023. And I have an account number if you need that.
You can go with that account number.
Yes, the account number is 3159-5440-032.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, that error message when processing that card is that it's expired.
Okay, the problem is the fourth time that's happened. I've given you my new credit card, and this is the fourth email I've received again. I don't know what's going on. I mean, can you quote back to me the credit card you have on file?
I can give you the last four, which is 5296.
No, that's not correct. That's an old one. I don't know. As I said, I've given you my new credit card. I don't know why you haven't registered the new credit card. So I'll give it to you one more time, but as I said, this is the fourth time you've asked for it. So let me give you my new credit card number.
Give me one moment because you have a lot of eShop orders, so they
yes.
may have changed your payment method on one of them, but it doesn't change it for all of them.
Okay.
Which is why I'm still getting that decline for this
okay,
one.
Thank you.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
You can go ahead with that card number.
Okay. The city, it's a MasterCard. 5189-4102-2491-1647. And the expiration is 8/2025.
And the security code?
257.
Okay, well, I went ahead and updated your payment method on that account, so it will try and ship it out again to you on our next shipping date, which is Wednesday.
Okay, so everything's been updated then, because as I said, this is the fourth time I've done this. I don't know why it didn't.
It's updated for this account. For your other eShop orders, you would have to call in and update those separately. Once we update a payment method for one, it doesn't update it for all.
Oh. So how would I rectify the other ones then?
Okay, you have about 12 of them.
Really?
I can go through them to see what payment method we have on file, but it is going to take a little while.
Would you mind if you could do that for me? Because I just want to get this resolved. Otherwise, it's just going to come up again.
Okay, give me one moment.
I appreciate it.
You have a USS Ecclesia that you're still waiting on, and the card on file is ending in 5296. Do you want to update that?
Yes, please.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, you can go ahead with that card number.
I'm sorry, it's the one I gave you? I mean, I have to give you, each time I have to give you the numbers again?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay, well, then that's what I have to do because you said there are 12 of them. I mean, now there's 11 of them. So, all right, so 5189-4102-2491-1647. Expiration 825. And then the security number is 257.
Okay, let me move over to the other orders. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, now you have another order. You're still waiting on the Jupiter station. That card is ending in 5549 with an expiration of 1023.
All right, so I'll give you the new card again.
For this one as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. You can go ahead.
5189-4102-2491-1647. Expiration 825-257. Check security code.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to finish the list.
You.
Okay, so most of your orders, the card is either ending in 5296 or 5549. You want to update all of them to the new card that you gave me now?
Yes, please.
Okay, I was able to keep it up, so I'm going to try and update it. Give me one moment.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry about the long hold. This system moves very slow, and I have about six more to go.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, well, I went ahead and updated the remainder of your orders for you. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, I'm fine. So all together, the orders are 12 orders?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's going to... I didn't know there was all these outstanding orders that didn't go through.
It was some that our items are out of stock, but they were all under the same card. So if they were in stock, that card would have declined and it would have went to whoever else had that card, that item out of stock. But I went ahead and updated it for you. So if any of those are in stock, they'll ship out.
I see. Now, if I went, is there a way I can find out exactly what, I mean, I've taken enough of your time. Is there any way I can go online to look up exactly what those orders were?
I'm not sure because they updated the online system, but sometimes it still doesn't show you all of your orders. I can go ahead and let you know which what these are.
If you could, I appreciate your time. If you could do that, I mean, remember you just said someone was a Jupiter, one was. I mean, if you could just, I mean, I just refresh my memory also because it's been a while, I guess. So.
Okay, so the first one that I updated, the one that you're waiting on is the USS Ecclesiar. I believe you have another order for the USS Ecclesiar as well.
I'm sorry, I did not. What was the USS what? I'm sorry.
Ecclesiar.
Okay. It's Excelsior. Excelsior.
Yes.
Okay. That's I remember that. Okay. Next one. Jupiter.
The next one is for the Jupiter station.
Jupiter station, yeah, I remember that one, so that's fine. Okay.
Give me one moment.
Sure, take your time. Thank you.
The next one is for your Vulcan shuttle, the Zindi insectoid assault, and then the Star Trek shipyards.
Those are, I recall those two, okay.
Yeah, and the Kazan carrier.
Okay, remember that one too, okay.
Okay, let me move over to the next one.
Three, four, five, that's six so far.
Your next one is the Nebula Class Phoenix.
Okay, fine.
One moment. These are individual accounts, so I have to go out and go into the other one. One moment.
See, problem.
Your next one is the Nomad Probe.
Okay.
Next, this is the one I was letting you know about. Next is the Coaxial ship. Coaxial ship. You have the Kazan carrier in this as well, and the USS Excelsior in this one as well.
Okay. So that's two ships or three? I'm sorry, those two ships?
Three,
okay. Now you mentioned the Excelsior before, okay.
Yeah, you have the Kazan carrier in this one as well.
Oh, okay. Now you mentioned that with the Kazan's carrier too. So the only new one is the first, what, first time?
The Coaxial ship.
Okay. Okay, so that's so far, that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 so far. You said there were 12.
For this one, your next one is the Kazan carrier again.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can cancel, I don't want two of them. If you can cancel that one, that would be fine. It's just 11 ships.
Now, this one that I just told you, this will be your third Kazan carrier.
Oh, I just want one. So if you can cancel the other two, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to try and find one where it's separate by itself that you're still waiting on it, because if I cancel the one before, it's going to cancel it for the Coastal Ship and the Excelsior as well.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to let you know what the rest of them are.
Sure,
and then
I'm
going to go back.
Thank you.
Your next one is for the Tellurian observation craft.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, this one is for the Excelsior again.
Oh.
You had it with the Eagle One pod, but now you're still waiting on the Excelsior for the next one.
So if you can cancel one of the Excelsiors, I guess the individual one, that would be fine.
Okay, one moment.
So that means that's actually only 10 then.
Now, your next one is for the Jupiter station again.
Oh, okay, so you can cancel that. Cancel one of them, please. I guess that was the problem, because I did it so long ago, I forgot I already ordered it.
And you have one more order. Let me go to that.
Yes, thank you.
And your last one that you're waiting on is the USS Voyager J.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to find the other order with the Kazan carrier by itself so I can cancel that for you so you don't receive two.
Great. Thank you.
One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, now here's the thing. You ordered the, give me one moment. You ordered the Kazan carrier with the USS Excelsior and the coaxial ship in one order. And then in the other order, give me one moment. Takes forever to load. And then in the other order, you ordered the Kazan carrier with the Vulcan shuttle and the Star Trek shipyards. So if I cancel one, it'll cancel it for all of them, not just that one. So you would have to reorder whichever one you would want.
All right.
So with,
okay. So the first group was the what was the first group again? I'm sorry.
The first one is with the Star Trek shipyards, the
right.
Kazan carrier, and the Vulcan shuttle.
Okay.
And
so
the other one is with the Kazan carrier, the USX Excelsior, and the, I just had it, which ship was that? Let me go back to it. The coaxial ship.
Okay. I think I'll let's cancel the second one, second group.
The one with the Excelsior.
Yeah, the one with the Excelsior. Yes. Mm-hmm. As you said, I can always reorder a separate.
Yeah, if you can just order the coaxial ship and the Excelsior together without the Kazan carrier. Okay, well, I went ahead and canceled that for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's great. So, I'm just one more time. How many orders do I have outstanding now, then?
Now you have... Seven.
Okay. That's great. Oh, yeah, that'll be it then. I really appreciate your time and effort.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for a short one-question survey after this call. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.